we are very elated at the Supreme Court ruling. We believe it was clear. At the end of the day, the Supreme Court said the definition of plenary, which is the body of the House of Representatives that make decisions, has to conform to Article 33, which is the majority to form a quorum, and Article 49, which is the speaker as the presiding officer. You cannot have one without the other, is what the court said. And any act or sitting that does not fall in conformity with that is ultra vires, or what the court called outside the scope of the law.
But the other side of the House of Representatives is saying that you are no longer recognized as the speaker?
Oh, well, I think my colleagues will say anything they want to say that suits their understanding, but I'm telling you what the law and what the Supreme Court said, and I advise you and advise my colleagues to proceed to talk to good lawyers who understand constitutional law.
Speaker, let me ask you, why have you? Because the main criticism of the other members of the House of Representatives is that you are conflicted and that they don't want you to be speaker anymore because of that. What's your reaction to the allegations they are making?
So I think you can stand in my face and make those allegations to me as it's required by the rules and not try to go behind my back to develop that. I'm willing to address those charges in the correct form. They are completely bogus, but that's not my concentration right now. My concentration is developing a mechanism so we can have plenary next week to begin to dispose of the Liberian people's business.
Mr. Speaker, how much impact do you think this whole process is having on the members of the House of Representatives doing the Liberian people's business?
Oh, but it has a significant impact on us doing the Liberian people's business. There has been nothing done since we returned to session October 15th. Absolutely no work has been done. We have been embroiled in a squabble. That is not good for the country. That is not good for our people. I think the key thing now is to return, do our in-house fixes, come to work, and then we'll see where we go from there.